President Truman's remarks at the dedication of the memorial plaque to the late Private Leslie Coffelt in front of the Blair House, 21 May, 1952.
My friends, ladies and gentlemen, before undertaking any great or important mission, Masonry teaches us that we must invoke the blessings of deity. You will therefore be reverently attentive while the chaplain invokes the blessing. Colonel Arthur J. Perry.
Heavenly Father, we, supreme architect of the universe, we assemble on this occasion to pay our small tribute to a great hero. Heroes are not necessarily in uniform. They may be in civilian clothes, they may be in combat, but if they serve their country well, they are deserving of all that we can do for them when they lay their lives down for those that we love. And now may we give thy blessing to all that goes on this occasion. In the name of our Father, we ask, amen.
Assembled before me are a great number of high-ranking Army and Navy officers, a great number of the very brave men of the White House Guard, the fall of which one of which we stand here today to commemorate in the form of a plaque. I want to mention that the originator of the idea of a plaque for Leslie Coffelt is also here, Captain Frederick Snyder of Kingston, New York. Mrs. Coffelt is here. And others. Captain Russell Wine, the national president of National Sojourners, a military Masonic organization of officers of the Uniformed Forces of the United States, is also here. Captain Wine will make the presentation to President Truman of the plaque to Leslie Coffelt.
Mr. President,
Captain Wine,
it is indeed a pleasure and an honor for me to be here on this occasion, and on behalf of the National Sojourners, to present to you and through you to the people of America this bronze plaque, which is placed on the walls of the Blair House to commemorate the death of the White House Guard, Leslie Coffelt, who was a brother Mason. May it forever serve as a warning to all subversives, communists, atheists, anarchists of all kinds, that this government does not condone and will not stand for such actions on the part of anyone.
Thank you very much, Captain. I certainly appreciate your thoughtfulness in placing this plaque on the Blair House. It commemorates an event about which I do not like to think. It taught me a very good lesson that the president is well and amply guarded by good and brave men, both in uniform and in the Secret Service. This young man to whom this plaque was erected was one of the most pleasant officers on the force and one of the ablest. And it brought home to me the fact that it's not the president who is in danger on occasions of this kind, but it's the men who guard him. And I want to say to you that I've been extremely cooperative with the guards ever since this event took place, and I shall continue to be just that way until I'm through with the office. Not because I'm afraid of being shot, I've been shot at by experts, but I do not want to endanger the lives of the men who spend their lives guarding the President of the United States. Thank you again very much for this memorial plaque.